It is the Soccer Central podcast, formerly known as the Footy Show podcast.
Yes, I don't know.
A long time ago now. I'm James Sharman, joined by Thomas Dobby.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Guess what?
What?
Dunlop's late?
No, he's not.
Oh my God,
really?
I know.
Well, in fairness, he sent me a text, what time is it now? About 40 minutes ago, saying he's going to be a bit late because he's in Mississauga. He just got on the highway and it's really busy.
What's he doing in Mississauga?
What do you think it's going to be at 10 past 5 on a Thursday? It's going to be friggin' busy. No traffic, just cruise downtown. My God.
My God. What's he doing in Mississauga?
Good question.
He's going to get here for the last 5 minutes and we're just going to grill him about it.
It's probably where he gets his body waxing done or something.
Maybe, yeah. Ew.
Well, luckily for him, there wasn't much going on this week.
No.
So not much to talk about.
What are we ever going to talk about? You should use that one time.
It is. It's original.
That'd be good, yeah.
I've just come off Europa League duty.
I actually watched a bit today.
Did you?
So
some good drama.
For the first time, maybe this season, no slight to you, but Thursdays are just very busy for me, in fairness. Yeah.
Often have to I don't watch it either. I just sit there on the desk. Don't
yeah. Well, what do we got?
We're advancing from the Europa League quickly to the semifinals. We've got Napoli and Fiorentina, two Italian teams. We've got Dnipro, Ukrainian team. And we have
Sevilla,
the champs.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good lineup, actually, for semifinal teams.
It is pretty good. I don't think it quite compares to the Champions League.
No, not quite.
Three Italian teams in the last eight in Europe.
They need it. Yeah. Now, I saw a tweet. I'm not sure how accurate it is, but England might be dropping down a third on the coefficient ranking.
Really?
Which means there's a chance that by 2017, 2018, they could be losing that third spot.
So third place. Spain won.
Fourth place, sorry.
Spain won, Germany 2, England 3, Italy 4 is what it would
exactly.
become.
Now, it's not confirmed. I've seen, I think, a couple of tweets about it. Haven't had a chance to confirm it just yet. But you know, they've got to watch themselves because Italy finally are taking these tournaments seriously. And they're playing really good soccer in the process.
So, right now, I'm looking at a current, and it has the last five seasons, and it includes this year. So, Spain's coefficient is 96.142. England is 80.39, and Germany is 78.5. So, they're less than 2 points behind in that ranking, the coefficient. Italy's all the way down at 67.
Right, yeah. There's a big jump between them. And
can you guess who's fifth on that coefficient list?
European coefficient. Outside the big
four. Spain, England, Germany, Italy. Who's fifth?
It wouldn't be Portugal, would it?
It actually is Portugal, and that's because our op back there was pointing, and I guess he's Portuguese. I would have thought for sure it was France. I'm actually quite surprised that it's Portugal.
Well, think about
I guess the Porto Benfica, and they do well.
Generally do well and qualify.
And the Europa League's been very good to Portuguese teams the last few seasons.
Braga did really well. Was it 3 or 4 years ago now? Didn't Braga win it? Did they win it?
No, I don't think
so. Got to the final, though.
But Benfica's done well in it. Yeah, France after that is sixth.
No, it's a real plucky little league as a Portuguese league.
Russia, seventh. Ukraine is eighth. I guess, again, the Europa League, they do pretty well there, as we just said, that Dnipro's in...
Say again, sorry, so five is Portugal, six
five
is
Portugal,
who?
Six France.
Okay. Seven.
Seven's Russia.
Okay.
Eight is Ukraine.
So when they combine Russia and Ukraine.
Stop it. Nine is Netherlands. Dutch team's not doing it. 10 is Belgium. 11, Switzerland. 12, Turkey. 13, Greece.
Keep going.
Cyprus is 18th.
Are they really?
Cyprus, 18th.
Where's Scotland?
Scotland are 23rd.
Oh my God.
They're behind Cyprus.
No way. Nicosia.
Nicosia. Apoel Nicosia, yeah. Nicosia. Israel, 20th. Wow. Scotland, 23rd.
And they beat Barcelona not so
Yikes.
Long ago. Incredible.
Boy.
Well, listen, let's get to the
that
Champions League action show. It was, wasn't it fun?
It was all right.
My God. Dunlop's missed out on
so
a lot
much
of numbers
already, yeah.
Barcelona, PSG. So Barca, they come out. And they prevail as expected. 2-0, 5-1 over both legs. The first half, they won it again, just controlled it.
Yeah.
The Iniesta assist and Neymar's first goal. It was such a throwback. And he's not bad now, but he's not the Iniesta that we salivated over.
Sure. And we've kind of written off him and Xavi as kind of the older guard. But again, both of them, you know, were a part of this match and both played a role, and you figure, you know, Xavi's gone after this season, and Iniesta, maybe he sticks around, maybe he's...
Oh, he's not that old, though, right?
No,
he's not 30 yet. He's just played so much soccer.
And he's been balding for a while.
Yeah, he looks a lot older.
He looks a lot older. But, I mean, a bit anticlimactic in that one from the first leg. It was just done and dusted. But, again, Barcelona go out. And I think we've talked about this before. I mean, on any given day, it can be somebody different, especially in that, you know, three-pronged attack with Messi, Suarez, and Neymar. Who's it going to be? And on this day, it was Neymar. And,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of, I think, to their credit, to Barcelona's credit, and to Neymar's credit, his time there has kind of been a little bit quietly efficient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We haven't talked about him that much, but he has been, I think, everything they've expected,
yeah.
If not more.
How can you not be overshadowed by Leo Messi?
Sure.
How can you not, right?
And even Suarez, and even just Suarez because of the sideshow around
him. If you look at his numbers, because you're right, I'm with you. He's done it very under the radar.
Yeah.
His numbers are just outstanding. Where is it here? So... the stats here. So in the league this year, he's got 18 goals. He's got 10 in the cup in 8 games. He's got 6 in the Champions League. He's got 46 goals, including for his country, right? He's got 12 for his country. Not bad, including the World Cup, right?
Yeah,
but remove those. I mean, he's had a fantastic season.
Really good.
And he wasn't great in the first leg, but the second leg, you know, Messi and Suarez were, I thought, played very well by PSG. But you can't defend all three. You can't do it. It's impossible.
It's virtually impossible. And I think the bigger story here might be PSG and kind of what happens here. I think we've discussed for a couple of months now, every time we do talk about PSG, of kind of that they need to have a run in this tournament. And they just weren't able to get over that hump again against a top-class team. I think getting through Chelsea did surprise some people, but... the same time, to go out in the quarterfinal stage again, it's a bit of a regression for this team, and they're still in a fight in the league to get through to to win Liga again this season. They're in a battle with Lyon, so just where does this team go from here? And you got to think that there's a new manager coming and there's some turnover coming this year, and we talked about it again, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago about Ibra's future. Mm-hmm. He's going to be gone. I mean, this is...
They were found out, I think, in many ways in this contest, and they weren't good.
Luis has just been laughable.
He's been
in big
poor.
Games.
They just seemed to me that they were psyched out in this game. That they were beaten before they even started.
Yeah.
And if you're PSG and the money they've spent, you can at least have bought some confidence, surely. And there's some big egos in that team as well. You think they would have come at the game and come at Barcelona more. I thought Verratti was pretty good. He was the one guy I thought who stood out. He was his usual tenacious self, passed the ball really well. You know, his shooting isn't what it should be just yet, but he's going to be, I think, the complete midfielder pretty soon. But you're right, Ibra, he's 33. Do you take this time to move him out? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. You're not going to sell Luis. He's £50 million he cost you.
Yeah.
You still got Silva. Yeah, they miss Silva.
You get less than half back on Luis right now on that.
They miss Silva.
Yeah,
a lot,
absolutely.
Right?
I mean, he's a leader for any team he plays on. I think that we saw that with Brazil in the summer, and I think that, you know, we saw that this week again, and he's always going to be missed. He is that quintessential leader that you want out there in the center of defense. But
it's still a great team, but
it's still
losing to Barcelona. I mean, there's many great teams lose to Barcelona.
Are they a great team?
Have they met Juventus?
They're an okay
at this
team.
Point, and say they got through Juventus, which would have been quite possible.
Yeah.
Then they're talking semifinals.
Yeah.
Okay, they've made that big in those inroads.
Sure.
You know, I don't think they're as poor as people are saying. It's still very tight in the French league. They won the League Cup. It's still been a pretty good season.
But it's not enough. It's not enough for them.
But like we said before, though, the owners just misjudged how hard it is to be a dominant force in the fronts, right? Look who's here.
Dan Lab. How was the 401?
Oh, buddy. Let me tell you.
Would you take the 401 or the QW at 5:10 for a 6 o'clock podcast?
Absolutely no idea. I left Mississauga at 4:40.
Was it 4:40?
What were you doing, Mississauga?
My tax guy's out there.
Your tax guy.
Damn it!
Out
see,
there.
I
he was
thought you were
definitely
a...
at a strip club.
Yeah. Well, like, lunch with a view.
Strips.
Right?
Yeah. Wax strips. He was. I thought it was a weird waxing person.
Yeah, he thought you were getting waxed. I thought you were.
No, that gets done in done in Yorkville. No, the tans are all only the all inclusive vacation packages. So maybe it would be a bit cheaper if
maybe
I started doing the spray tan.
A little orange spray.
Did you watch any soccer?
Not everyone on the desk goes down that route, eh?
Did you watch any soccer this week, or were you just doing your taxes and just sitting at the strip club all afternoon?
Yeah, but just a week at the strip club.
Yeah. Did they have Fiorentina game on around her, or what?
Didn't see a lick of Europa League, but knowing that we never speak about that in this
podcast.
Please
give a hand for Florence.
Didn't feel prepared. I couldn't imagine what Florence might look like.
Here comes Wolfsburg.
Florence and the Machine's appealing.
Oh, yeah?
Somewhat.
Nice.
Red-headed.
I don't know if I know what she looks like.
Yeah, she's not, you know, knock you over. But she's certainly attractive, and she just is sexy because she can sing and bellow the tunes out.
Hmm. Okay.
Like Florence, sorry.
We were just talking about PSG Bar, so it's not her game we really talked about. Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
Let me know when you got Florence up there, because I'm curious to take a peek myself.
I got her up here.
Yes.
Yeah. Some are okay. Some are okay, but some are like hideous. Like,
she kind of looks like the Wendy's girl.
Nothing wrong
with
her.
She does look like the Wendy's girl.
The Wendy's girl has
she looks like the Wendy's girl.
In the actual the picture?
In the commercial.
No, with all the commercials.
No. Oh. You know the one. The commercials. Come have a look.
You know exactly.
Just get over here. The Wendy's commercial redhead.
I think she's really cute.
Yeah. She kind of looks like her, yeah. I'd rather have her.
So she's cute, but
correct.
Anything from the 80s, Sherman. It's
80s?
She's not from the
80s? No, she's not from the friggin'. You are such an idiot. No, she's not from the 80s.
What?
Contemporary music.
those
from the
80s. Those
right.
pictures look
so
weird. Look at the wrong one.
Let's find out when
I
first.
Current.
It must have been, what, 5 years
ago?
Was
that looking at the wrong one? You had a bunch of pictures there. There
they're
some
all the right ones.
Distinctly old-looking ones.
You know
2007
song, like,
to present,
days
okay?
Are over, like...
2007 to present.
You know I'm not a music guy. Why are we getting
hilarious.
Into this conversation?
You're living with a musician.
That
oh, boy.
Is so
I bet Elena knows who Florence and the Machine is.
I literally can't believe that you said that from the 80s. But that current Cyndi Lauper's pretty good.
Big fan of this. Of
the guy that thought my Freddie Mercury t-shirt was Borat.
You're Freddie. Oh my!
Yeah, but hold
God.
On. That T-shirt that you got is like a shitty, like you know, it was like a silhouette,
a crummy what?
Yeah, crummy. Crummy.
Yeah. Hey, J-Mo, can you just beat that out, please?
Dunlop, you're kicked off the pod.
You've been up for 5 minutes and you've already pissed me off.
He's late.
Late
he's
an S bomb.
He doesn't know Florence Machine from the 80s.
Didn't watch any
can
soccer.
We start again.
Yeah, like, can we? All right,
no, just keep it.
We discussed, we got like half an hour before we are being forced out of here.
By the Blue Jays.
Yeah, by the Blue Jays.
Right.
Is it Blue Jays? It's probably Blue Jays, yeah. All right, we discussed Barca PSG,
yeah,
so sorry, you missed out on
there.
That
that's
one.
Fine. Okay. That
how about Bayern Munich
kinda...
and Porto? Yeah. Good timing.
All right.
Let's please not bring up how last week I said I think Porto are going to get through. Oops, I just
I was
did.
Stunned the way Bayern was written off ahead of this one, given what we saw against Shakhtar. 0-0, and Shakhtar played so well in that first leg. But going back to Germany, they got smashed with 7-0.
7-0.
Destroyed.
And everyone writing off Bayern again this time around? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Porto, that being said, were an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
There was no compete at all in that effort, was there?
Well, it was once they had let the third in, you thought there's going to be eight. They were totally defeated. Yeah. I think even on two, they thought, oh, God, here we go.
And yeah. To an extent, it felt like Germany, Brazil, obviously the magnitude is not quite there. And obviously it's not a World Cup semifinal. But it had that feel where it was just the goals could just come at any time. And they were just such a beaten force. But it always makes me wonder, like, how Porto looked so good in the first leg and were able to handily beat them like that. And then the difference of just playing at home and how that momentum...
Yeah,
not only can swing, but just to look like men against boys out there.
Do you remember in the first leg how they pressed and pressed and they forced those mistakes?
Right.
Bayern couldn't handle it. This time around, there was none of that. I know they're at Bayern Munich. It's a little bit different, but they sat so deep. And just even competing for the balls in the air, the 50-50s, they weren't up for it.
No. I think it was honestly the they lost the mental game right away.
Yep.
And maybe they lost it before they even took the pitch and thought, geez, if we don't get through the first half without conceding a goal... you can tell that there was no confidence there. And we discussed on this podcast, and I said I totally expect Lopetegui to have them all sitting back and to not attack. And you condemned such an approach and said that the only way for them to get a result and get through would be to play the exact same way they played in the first leg. They shouldn't play any different. But we see it time and time again and for years in every single league, whatever it is about playing at home and playing away, I still don't understand how you can play so different.
I'm with you. I've always found it stunning.
It's one of the questions that I ask every analyst that we work with. Like, okay, explain to me.
There's obviously something to it. Because it's always been the case, but why?
Why?
It can't just be the fan fervor.
Exactly. It makes no sense
it
to me.
It really makes no sense.
Like Villa, for example, to take one team that I watch very closely.
We're not discussing Villa on today's podcast.
I can imagine that. night and day difference between their home and away performance, and they're worse off at home than they are away for the last 4 years for no reason.
Yeah, I would love to know the reason for that. Pep Guardiola has never missed a Champions League semi-final as a coach, ever. He's had some pretty good teams, in fairness.
Yeah, but
that's a pretty good stat, though, isn't it?
He's pretty decent.
Taylor should be fired, though. They fired his doctors, right? They fired his tailor, I think, after his pants split. Oh, wasn't that hilarious?
Oh, boy.
He might be a little bit in demand, eh, this guy?
Yeah, he can write his own blank check wherever pretty he wants much. To go. Imagine being that successful.
Is he now regarded as the best manager in the world?
Currently?
Yeah.
Well, if they win it this year,
I think the argument is still the others. Jose, would you not say?
Well, success, I mean, there's no one close to him, right?
There is.
At this point, three Champions League, albeit with Barcelona, La Liga's, Bundesliga. It's hard to say. It's a good question because...
I think he is. I really think he is.
Well, it's him or Mourinho. There's only two in the conversation, right? And Mourinho seems to get a lot out of what he has. But there's such... You know, it's such polarizing coaches, so different because what Pep, his credo is complete opposite to what Jose. Jose, I saw someone write today, he is like the anti-Barcelona. And he is, right? Mm. He kills games off. He doesn't care about looking nice and flash. All he cares about is getting that result no matter what it takes. Whereas Barcelona and Pep, wherever he goes, you know, demands a certain performance level as well. And a style of football that is very...
high performance. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
either guy you can't go wrong with.
I heard you say on the broadcast yesterday that you really want to see Bayern and Barca draw each other, not just for the Pep storyline, but because two semifinals against each other will be much better than one final. And you know how the final would go. It'd be stale and not as beautiful as we'd imagine, and it would be frustrating, I think.
And remember 2 years ago, the 7-0 over two legs. I mean, Barcelona wants some revenge for that.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, semifinal again.
Semifinal again, 7-0 over two legs last time.
That was crazy.
Destroyed
that. That was the year we went. And
it could have been El Clasico. It could have been Barca-Real and Bayern Dortmund beat Real and Barca in the semifinal.
I just think, you know, two teams that neither one of them sits back. And no one, you know, they don't want to play that style of football and can't play that style of football. Going head to head. Be fascinating, wouldn't it?
I
think we're going to see it.
I just don't think, be it twice
in the semis or once in the final.
By the time most people listen to this podcast, the draw will have happened early tomorrow morning. So
right. 6 a.m., isn't it?
I think 7:30.
7:30 on Sportsnet World.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll see. But yeah, that would be brilliant, and I'm sure we'll discuss it next week when we find out what's happened.
Speaking of Sportsnet World, quickly, you know what I caught myself watching last night until I remembered the Jets game was
Sportsnet
on?
Sportsnet World Review.
Better than that.
Oh.
Yeah. Me and Dickio breaking down a classic APL game from 2006?
No. You were standing in Jackie Redmond's spot in front of the big television there with the fancy cameras, the nice DSLR cameras, doing the Europa League goals of the group stage.
Oh, was that what it was?
Oh.
Whoa.
The top 50 Europa League goals.
From this year.
From this year, yeah.
What's from this year? Okay.
I hope
I just noticed there's some stuff that might be outdated at times.
It was Jonathan de Guzman. There was a big Jonathan de Guzman goal.
He scored in his debut,
that was this
he?
Time for Napoli, that's right.
Really? Yeah. Nice.
It came on after
the lighting's so much nicer in the studio with those cameras, don't you find?
It is, yeah. Considerably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Atletico.
I will just say, while we're on this, the whole TV thing, how you look. I noticed that scar on your forehead is really showing on TV.
It's not a scar. It's a wrinkle.
Yeah.
But it's
it
not,
shows on
it's
TV.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So ever since
I never even noticed it in person than on TV.
I've told them, can you? And they said, we can't do anything about it. When I do this, it's fine. But it's not that. Like, it isn't that bad, is it? Like in real person?
No, in real person, no. I never even noticed it. But and I just on TV the other day.
Magnified.
I'm like, holy crap.
HD sucks.
It was only this year that I even noticed it. And I thought,
my old man was taking a piss at me for that recently. He goes, what's with that wrinkle on your head? I don't know. Sorry.
Because you always furrow your brow.
I do, actually. Yeah. I'm always furrowing my brow.
You're that face.
Stop being such a Leafs fan. Yeah. That's why. I've
actually,
only noticed
it
since we've been in this building. Laughing?
I think it's more of a...
Stop laughing, then.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't mean to bring it up. Thanks, now everyone's going to notice it.
I'm go home now and stare in the mirror.
Ooh, Girls in Yoga Pants tweeted.
Ooh, did
it? Go on. All right.
Tweet us, though.
Come have a look. No. No, I just follow them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You do too, right? I'm assuming.
No, I don't.
You don't?
This was a whole thing on Tim and Sid like last summer.
Oh, was it?
My cousin brought it up and I had tweeted about it that at the cottage, my cousin was like, you don't follow girls in yoga pants. And the next day, Sid went on like a rant about how Environment Canada sucks. It was during that big storm and everything. He said, I might as well follow girls in yoga pants. And they started following them and
Oh, there we go. No, but I don't follow
it. It's just a great
follow. This one is terrific.
Glam girl accounts really, or any of those.
Sometimes, though, you'll be at work and scrolling down to, oh, God,
I know.
No one's
happens
looking.
Frequently,
it's not appropriate.
Especially on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Not ideal. Well, not ideal in the workplace.
You follow you follow nuts.
I don't follow nuts. So I don't.
You should. Mondays are amazing.
He more likes the 80s girls, like Florence and the Machine.
Exactly.
He follows 80s.
The old hags.
80s redheads.
Florence and the Machine. Did you hear Lois passed away from Sharon Lois and Bram?
See, really? I never watched 78? Them. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I mean, I know who they are, but I never. They weren't part of my
your youth.
Skin and ring, dinky dink.
Is that? Oh, yeah, is that who it is? Skinny marinky ding, skinny marinky ding.
That's the one. That's pretty good for having not known them.
That came out in 1990, punters. You weren't even born.
But I know of them.
All right.
Remember, we used to talk about soccer in this podcast?
Yeah, I remember that.
Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid, 0-0 from the first leg. And Real, squeak one.
Fair
thankfully,
result.
After Otto Turan got sent off. I do like Atletico. I like nasty, tenacious teams, but they try to kill this thing.
They really did.
God, did they ever.
But can you blame them?
No, I don't. It works.
It's worked.
Yeah.
Had they beaten, I think they played them 7 times this season before that, and they hadn't lost.
Yeah, 7
overall
times.
Overall,
in they had scored 12 goals and conceded 4 goals in those 7 games.
Yeah, 7.
How could they play? So Super Cup, Super Cups,
Coppa Italia twice.
Coppa Del Rey twice.
League
twice, and then the first leg of that, And they'd never lost until
12 goals,
4-0.
4 against. It's incredible. It's so insane. They had the template, how to beat Real Madrid.
Sure. Can you
but eventually
them?
The odds are going to go against them, right?
Sure.
They didn't deserve it, but still, I mean, you can't blame them. I think that they were playing how they thought they could best get through, and I don't blame Simeone or that team one bit, and they were very close, and without that red card, I think
could've been very different.
It could be very different. Go to extra time, go to penalties, and take your chances. I mean,
was Turan's the slowest walk-off you've ever seen?
Yeah, honestly.
My God.
Javi Hernandez, though, good for him. I mean,
it's nice to
get a start in that game and to come up with that goal. I mean, this guy has been basically off the map for 3 years. In terms
two league starts this season.
He's been irrelevant this
season. He hadn't scored in the Champions League. I think the stat was like 950 days or something.
Yeah, it's around that. It's a long time. Nice, got the goal, then blew his hammy, looks at things.
Yeah, that's brutal. I didn't even realize that at the end. It was only in one of the recaps that I realized. I just saw that there was a fracas. I didn't see that he'd actually hurt himself.
It just shows how crazy this game is that, you know, the full-strength Real Madrid can't beat Atletico in 7 contests. Mm. They then lose Benzema, they lose Bale, they lose Modric, they lose Marcelo, and that's the team that can beat Atletico Madrid.
Yeah. That's what frustrates me. If you're an Atletico fan, you got to be frustrated with the fact that you didn't try. You said it yesterday. Wasn't the shot attempts like 23-6 or something?
Yeah.
Come on. Have a go.
But I mean, the fact that the precedent and the bar that this team set last year by winning the league and being 2 minutes away from winning the Champions League final, when you take a step back from that and realize how much of an overachievement that was, for this season, it looks like they're going to finish third in the league. Mm-hmm. And to get to another quarterfinal, I think that's a pretty fair season.
Sure.
It's still a pretty good season. I think that consistently for them is going to be a good target. You're not going to win that league very often.
Just making the Champions League.
Finishing third and getting to a Champions League quarterfinal, I think if they can do that for another couple seasons, with the way that they sell players and the way they're trying to balance the books, and I think that as you continue to have this success with not overspending and being able to sell off your top strikers and somehow keep that consistent level of play up, I think that their fans are delighted, and I think that this club is an incredibly well-run and incredibly well-supported and really well-positioned club to be a player in European soccer for the next 10, 15, 20, who knows how many years.
At some point, though, they've got to retain some players.
Sure.
You wonder this summer if Koke is going to be moving on.
I think that's got to build towards that, and I think by consistently getting to these stages and being successful, you're going to have the opportunity to do that more because you're going to make more money. You're going to be more of a draw. You're going to sell more shirts. Sure. You're going to you have these European nights to get the tickets. And,
securing the revenue.
Sure.
That's exactly what it is. That's what makes it sustainable.
Well, because, the biggest thing is retaining your manager, and they've done that. He's got a new contract because he embodies everything that
the
team is.
It's a great. I really like them. I really do like them. Yeah. I was pulling for them to get through there.
Juve finally got through against Monaco. Man, another defensive struggle there.
Sure.
My God. Juve, we're throwing cliches out there, but my God, our Italian team's defensive. Wow.
Yeah, that was
They knew that Monaco could not score and
Jeffrey
goal against them.
Kondogbia did everything he could.
He's a player, isn't he?
He shot from everywhere. Yeah.
Love that guy.
If you could have picked a result over two legs between those two teams, you probably would have said 1-0 Juventus.
Yeah.
I mean,
they were fortunate too.
Yeah.
The penalty in the first leg, right, was very borderline. Yeah. Chiellini's handball in that first half.
Ridiculous.
How is that not a red card?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And there's a foul later on by Kondogbia in the box. I don't think that was a penalty, but Monaco didn't get much their way. And they did come at them in the second half, but Juve just very confident when they sit back.
Juve did well to shut them down in midfield and force them to take shots from well out. I mean, Kondogbia had some pretty good efforts, but they were never, he never got into the box.
No.
Sets up a perfect Final Four, though, in a lot of ways. And
oh, yeah.
I agree.
Can argue Chelsea, maybe, but I would venture to say that these probably are the four best teams in Europe this season.
I got no problems with that statement.
You know what I mean? I think the Juventus, you could argue maybe Chelsea would be
three
better.
Three of them are for sure.
Three of them are the top three.
Debate.
And I think that Juventus, the way that they've consistently run amok through Italy and have played much better in the Champions League this season, I think that it's a really nice Final Four and sets up for two great semifinals, regardless who draws each other.
Three superpowers,
just so
and one. You can call Juve the dark horse, right, of the four.
Sure,
it's fair. Yeah.
But they've now reached that elite level of European football. We've been teetering on there for a while. You can dominate Italy only so long. You've got to do it on the European stage, and now they can say this year's been a success.
And if you're Juventus, do you guys disagree? I think that they want to draw Real Madrid.
I think so too.
I think that gives them the best chance to progress.
Absolutely. The way Real have played with the injuries, that who knows how depleted they'll be carrying over. I mean, if Benzema's not good to go,
here. Any connections with Juve and those other teams, obvious ones?
Here's
Ancelotti with Juve.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. He never won the Champions League with Juve, did he?
He won the league.
It was there 1999 to 2001.
Yeah. There's no European Cup with Ancelotti at Juve. Buffon's never won it either.
Who was the boss when they last won in
when
the middle
Juve
of 2000s?
Lippi, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess it was.
The only thing he won with Juventus was the Intertoto Cup in 99.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He won the Serie A, didn't he?
No.
Did he not, really?
He didn't. He only won the Serie A with AC and Roma as a player. Oh, yeah, no. He won the Serie A with Milan. He won the Champions League twice with Milan. But he didn't win it with Juve, just the Intertoto Cup. So
he was
listening to
the Champions League. I was correct.
Ah, yeah. Good.
Well, there you go. So there's a little
Juventus
there,
as a manager, so not a ton. He was 3 years
anyway. They may not have drawn. They may not have drawn
Real.
By the time you guys listen to this, once again, we've dated this podcast.
Don't you think everyone listens to this podcast Thursday night? How many Friday plays do you think we get?
Thursday night used to be the fun night, right?
Get this from Ancelotti's Wikipedia page just for this is so, that's so Serie A. He was sacked by Juventus during halftime in their final league game of the season, even though they were still in with a chance of winning the title.
Say again, sorry, I missed that, wasn't it?
He was sacked by Juventus at halftime of their final league game of the season, even though they were still in with a chance of winning the title.
Really?
Wow, that's so
Serie A.
It's amazing. Syria.
Brilliant.
Good God.
Wow. Brilliant. All right, let's move on here. Running out of time here. B, I will give you a minute here to talk about Villa's famous win over Liverpool last week.
Oh, boy.
Fully.
So you're going to the
deserved.
Final?
I got to
wait and get
tickets. But,
you can find them.
Yeah. It's just they don't have a good second-hand trusted sell source like StubHub, right?
Yeah.
And every time I've seen them, there's Viagogo and there's a few others. It's extortionate in comparison to what Face is. And I don't know how comfortable I am with that. But I do plan on going regardless of of the means, because it's once in a lifetime. I mean, absolutely. It's only the second time in my lifetime they've made a cup final.
So it's not once in a lifetime.
Well,
the first time we watched it in the Score Studios.
Twice in a lifetime.
But prior to that, okay.
Capital One Carling Cup final.
But if you didn't, if you weren't alive for 1957, then 2000 was the last time. So that's, it's not very often that they go to Wembley. Haley's Common comes around more often.
I wonder if Florence the Machine watched it in 1957.
I have no idea what she's doing. Flo's machine.
But you boys did play fantastically.
I thought
game.
It was. Best
Reds
thing they played all year.
Awful.
Don't you think?
Jack Grealish. He's something, isn't he?
Yeah, Green Boots Grealish. Yeah. He's not sucking hot air out of balloons or whatever that
is. Everyone doing that?
Is.
Punters had me on the, Raheem Sterling is. Punters had me on the European Football Weekly podcast last week. And I said that I thought Villa had a shot because of just the pressure was all on Liverpool. I mean, Villa, a team that is out of that relegation scrap now, you'd think, and it's probably the first game this season where they could play without any pressure really on them,
right?
Because it would be a bonus if they won, and it is a team that has it in them, and that was apparent. And I think that Liverpool were sitting there kind of feeling shackled, and Brendan Rodgers, I mean, the shine is off right now. I mean, I can't believe the amount
he does overthink things.
I can't believe the amount of articles that came out that night and the next day just about how, you know, he's completely lost the plot and this and that, and shines off it. It's a little much, but.
I mean, listen, if you can get Klopp, then you consider making a change. But you don't make it for the sake of it. I mean, give him a chance.
Sure.
Right? Great year last year. This year, his signings have not worked out, clearly. Yes, he overthinks things. But there's still, I think, there's a basis of a pretty good team there. He's got to spend the money, you know, wisely in the market this summer.
I think this is a better indication of what they are than last season. We all said they overachieved last season, and sure, you know, this year there's some new parts there, but I still think that this is where they are. They're still going to spend money and make a few poor decisions, and then they're going to, you know, luck out with a few gems that maybe take a while to marinate in the oven, but I don't think anyone would argue that Philippe Coutinho is not one of the best signings the last 10 years that they've made.
Yeah.
Right? So
Eric Crow tweeted us actually asking who their manager will be next season. Rodgers, Klopp, Rafa asking. So do we all agree that it still will be Rodgers?
I wouldn't be surprised if they at least approach Klopp.
Yeah, me either.
However, I don't think he'll go there, and I think it'll be Rodgers back next year. Rafa would be a popular choice, obviously, very popular choice.
But, I don't know if you want him right now. Do you think so?
Don't you think he's devolved?
No,
look at Napoli this year. I mean, semifinals, Europa League. He's being pretty good in the Serie A. I mean, I think they're five back of third place.
But the natives seem unsettled with him now. Like they're, like
I know
they're
they
done
are,
with
yeah.
him.
Well, Twitter is not always the most accurate gauge for that, but. I know what you're saying. I think he's still a good coach, and
I think
you can't fire him on this season. It's quite possible they still finish fourth.
Mm-hmm.
If City keep declining, they've got a game in hand as well. So anyway, we'll see. Other tweets. Thank you for your feedback, people.
We got to talk about the impact.
Yeah, did someone tweet that?
Did you watch it last night?
It's
incredible.
I had it on at work while I was watching the Jays as well. It was insane.
You know what? Did anyone apart from Lloyd Barker? We had him on the podcast on Monday. He said, "Yeah, you know what."
But
there is a chance.
But he's an impact.
He also knows the team very well and the character of the team. But he said, he goes, listen, you know, obviously they're not the favorites, but there's definitely a chance they can get something out of this tie.
Mm.
And they did. He was the one person and probably the 11 guys in that field that believed that. Amazing, amazing result.
It really is. 1-1. I mean, to get that away goal and just too bad that he gave up the late one like that. But geez, obviously they would have taken that all day going home 1-1. Like,
sure.
That, I wish that I was going to Montreal on Wednesday.
Really, it's
funny. 60,000 people at the Big O. God. It's going to be nuts.
You want to get the day off, buddy? We can go. I saw yesterday before kickoff. I shouldn't say now, but they were about $45.
Really? That's it.
Before. I think it's a win-win. Just the fact that, forget even scoring, just the fact that Frank Lopez got to leave there with his jacket not covered in bags of urine, that's a win.
Actually, I asked Craig and Lloyd about that, and he goes, actually, the Azteca's not bad for the bags of urine.
The what, sorry?
The Azteca. Usually that's more a bit further south.
Sure.
The Costa Ricas, the Honduras's.
Right. They only
they're bad for that.
They only bring the bags out when the U.S. come.
Yeah, perhaps.
Right.
Yeah. But who doesn't? Right? You get things thrown at you, but not usually bags of urine.
I was talking about that with, I had a beer with Sonny last night. Bruce
nice.
From Score Sonny. And we're talking about that. And he's like, could you imagine if that happened at a Leafs game?
Be awesome.
Like, could you just, or if at the Jets game, if they threw it, Corey Perry got hit with a bag.
Well, the Führer, when a sweater gets thrown on the ice, oh my God, they threw a Leafs sweater. A bag of urine, we get some real, the old octopi in Detroit you might get.
The Jets, they lose the team.
Hey, there's a hockey reference, by the way. Justin Bird.
Obligatory.
There you go. There's your hockey reference.
Justin Bird.
They think it's just funny that we randomly do it. Little do they know that we're obligated to do so in order to continue to get airtime.
Do you remember Justin Bird saying that or something?
He tweeted, actually.
Oh.
I think it was him, wasn't it?
He tweeted about who you guys think will finish second.
Yeah, but I thought he also tweeted...
He got to one of them, Dobby. It doesn't matter if he gets to all of them.
Well, I didn't see the other one.
Someone asked me to make sure to keep the run going.
Reference.
I thought it was Justin Bird. Oh, I don't know.
Anyway. Right. Any more questions there? Who's going to finish second in the prep?
Yeah, who asked that?
Justin Bird.
Oh, Justin Bird then, right? Who's going to finish second?
I think Arsenal are going to.
I think they will, too.
Playing Chelsea this weekend,
yeah,
though, right?
I think they might get a result there, yeah.
Cesc back against
Arsenal. If they win,
this
the Premier League title back open.
Yeah. The big, it's funny to see the wounds reopen with Cesc because I felt like I felt like they were healed.
I thought also when he left, it was like, well, it's Barcelona, it's where he came from. We understand. We don't like it, but we understand. We're going to find out, right?
But it's the pain of him coming back to the same city and going blue without consideration.
It would be more painful if they weren't sitting in second place.
Yeah.
Saw, though, a report in the Telegraph today comparing this year to last year in Arsenal, and there really isn't much between them.
Isn't.
From a stats standpoint, though, you know, they're not much better this year. In fact, in some categories, they're worse this year. But listen, they're in second place, getting the job done. Wenger, give him credit. He has made some nice calls this season. I still think that
they have
to approach Jurgen Klopp.
I do, too.
Because he'd be perfect fit there.
But this is the thing. If they win another FA Cup, right, God forbid they win, which is probably my luck if I show up. If I don't go, then Villa have a chance. But when Arsenal win the FA Cup again, I think that's a pretty good moment for Wenger to leave. You know, leave on his own terms.
Yeah, it would be.
Who knows what the conversation will be behind the scenes, but he can publicly be like, you know what? I wanted the title. I'm happy I've achieved here. Mm-hmm. I can leave.
Yeah.
It's a dream scenario, really.
What's the date of that match?
Is May 30th.
May 30th, Saturday.
You were right. The Champions League finals.
The Champions League finals in
June.
6th,
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
I guess because there's no tournament, but I don't remember that being like that.
It's never
2 years. It wasn't because when we went 2 years ago, it wasn't a tournament year, and it was in May. It was like May 24th.
And the Premier League begins on August the 8th this year.
Wow.
That's
some of these guys are going to have maybe 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
This summer.
Well, City got to go on tour.
Yeah, 27th they're in Toronto.
Come to Toronto, yeah.
It's crazy. Actually, 27th. Does that ring a bell? Is that Europa League final day as well? No, FA Cup final day, isn't it? That's May 30th.
30th.
Yeah.
27th might be Europa League.
I think it might be Europa League final, yeah.
Wednesday night. Yeah. Europa League would
probably
be.
Probably is.
You're probably right. Yeah. Where is the final?
Warsaw.
Oh, yeah. Was it not Legia Warsaw?
It is May 27th.
That had the big anti-UEFA banners. It was one of the most incredible banners we'd ever seen. Remember it took up a whole stand, and it was they defaced the UEFA logo, and it was a giant pig, a greedy pig,
really?
In the middle of the logo. It was incredible.
So you should extend your trip and go to Warsaw first with Dom and see Fiorentina and Napoli in the Europa League final 3 days before.
Poland to London. That's not a bad flight.
Poland to London sounds pretty good. Lovely ladies in Poland.
A pretty cheap flight, I bet you.
I bet
you
there's lovely ladies
cheap
in Poland.
Flight,
yeah, it would be.
To Warsaw.
Relatively. But if
Europa
you're only,
League final.
You're only going on there with a Ziploc bag, right?
You only work 2 days luggage. A week. You can take the days.
Shots fired.
Here's one quickly. Tim George.
Television hours, okay?
Tim George asking, does Vanny and Bez survive the season at TFC? That's rumors this week.
Oh, boy.
About them approaching AC Milan, executive Umberto.
AC Milan.
They're going to come home with 3 points.
Executive.
They're going to come home with 3 points.
Also, Rino Gattuso being linked with a coaching job.
I missed the last part. You said who?
Rino Gattuso.
Oh, boy.
There's so many rumors around TFC. You can't take any of them seriously until it actually happens, obviously.
But this Italian obsession that's become. Like, remember when they got the team and it was
like,
what
do you name the team?
There's always some obsession. It always is.
Yeah.
But really when you name, when they...
Canadians, homegrown, bring De Roma, bring De Guzman, this
Dutchies.
And that. And the English, so yeah, the Dutch. Now it's Italian. It's always something. And it always just never works. That's
say
the
this, though.
It just never works.
When Lewicki leaves and they get a new head of MLS.
It's ridiculous. It's true.
And they get a new club president, which is what they want. I would be extremely nervous if I'm Bezpachenko and Benny.
Yeah.
Extremely nervous.
Yeah, I don't think Benny's the long term.
Yeah, Bez will go back to the league office and.
Oh yeah, that'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Saying,
By the way, hat tip to the MLS for this MLS for MTL. I don't know if you follow them on Twitter, but they've changed the logo and they've made a real campaign to support the impact, which you would expect. But I think in years past, and sometimes the Canadian thing, you kind of feel like there's a bit of separation. Montreal aren't exactly the most talked about team, and south of the border. They rarely get many headlines despite some of the, you know, big acquisitions they made in years past. So I like that. Hat tip to the league. I think that's great. Yeah, great marketing good. And teamwork.
I wonder if the average team fan gives a damn that Montreal's in there. I do wonder.
The average MLS fan?
Yeah, I don't if think you're a Columbus so. Fan, do
in
you?
This country, I think.
I don't. I think soccer fans are a bit different to most fans, that they don't want anything good happening to anyone else.
No, I disagree. I think if it was, I just don't think that a lot of MLS fans, not Canadian MLS fans, have any connection to these three teams.
Or
especially
the tournament itself, though.
Or yeah, well, yes and no, but I think
you're
that there's
follow
you've,
MLS.
You've seen in the past, yeah, you've seen in the past where like the cup, the was Lamar Hunt Cup, is that to get to the tournament? They've filled a giant stadium for that. And it seems like there's quite a buzz for that tournament.
Maybe I'm wrong.
So I think it's,
maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's there. I just maybe I never saw it extend north of the border.
Have
so
you
I'm
seen
happy
the
see
numbers
the
for
doing.
Last night's game yet? I haven't seen them.
Not at all.
Audience numbers.
I was surprised that it was the Fox broadcast too. Mm-hmm. I guess it was a busy day here for us. Yeah, that was yeah. why. But
pretty busy time.
I honestly, I really enjoyed it.
I wonder what Fox's numbers were in the south. Yeah. I bet they were pretty small.
It was on Fox Sports 2, I'd imagine it would be. Yeah. But the Club America would have a pull.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Listen, we're out of time. We probably missed some really important stories. We usually do.
We got to Montreal. We mentioned two tweets. You guys made fun of me. I was late. I feel like
boom,
we
covered it all.
Checked all the boxes there.
Yeah. All right. Well, check out sportsnet.ca for all your news regarding the beautiful game. And this weekend,
Burnley
lots of
Leicester
footy.
Is a big one Saturday.
Huge game. 9:30. Sportsnet 1, yeah. It's which is free in April. Sportsnet 1, by the way. Yeah, that's a huge Leicester.
Oh, what a game.
10 goals in 4 games. 1-3 straight. I think they could survive.
Absolutely, they could. I think Hull and Sunderland are both in huge trouble.
Yeah.
I'm with you. They've been playing really
well. Leicester's last two games were against Sunderland and QPR.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
They can get a point at Burnley. 4 of their last 6 are at home for Leicester. I mean, they could pull out of the bottom 3 this weekend.
Yep.
Sunderland and Hull are done. It's Ronald Koeman Day at St. Mary's to ignore Mauricio Pochettino.
Oh, is it?
His return. Yeah. All the fans have been asked to wear orange.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Good gamesmanship. All right, well, check out sportsnet.ca for the broadcast schedule for all of this weekend's games. Dunlop, thank you very much for showing up on time. Tom, you're always on time.
All right.
I love you.
Thank you.